is Oklahoma. Chapter Preview, Terms, Environment, Geography, Latitude, Longitude, Erosion, Basin, Topography, Mesa, Butte, Ecosystem, Plateau, Natural Resources, Irrigation, Drought, Fossil Fuels, Wildcatter, Aquifer, Tributary, Weather, Climate, Elevation, Tornado. Places: Panhandle, Black Mesa, Anadarko Basin, Arkoma Basin, High Plains, Gypsum Hills, Red Bed Plains, Wichita Mountains, Sandstone Hills, Arbuckle Mountains, Prairie Plains, Ozark Plateau, Ouachita Mountains, Red River Plains. The region that is Oklahoma underwent tremendous changes over millions of years that slowly created the land we know today. The forces of nature shifted and jolted the land, creating great elevations and depressions. Huge climate variations altered plant and animal life. Much later, the earliest humans who migrated to what is now North America learned how to survive in their environment, surroundings. Section 1. What is geography? As you read, look for the use of latitude and longitude to describe location, Oklahoma's boundaries, vocabulary terms, geography, latitude, and longitude. Geography is the study of Earth's physical features and how people interact with them. All life on Earth, plant, animal, and human, is affected by geography. On the other hand, geography is also affected by the interaction of living things on Earth. Geography helps us understand ourselves and where we live, as well as our relationship with the environment and with other people and places. It helps us understand why prehistoric people came here, why certain crops are grown, why towns are located where they are, and even why certain clothes are available. One aid that helps us learn about geography is the globe. Location. Globes are models of Earth. Globes are divided into two halves called hemispheres. The globe, like the Earth, turns on an axis, an imaginary line. The north end of the axis is called the North Pole, while the south end is the South Pole. Halfway between the two poles is a line called the equator that divides Earth into two hemispheres, northern and southern. The United States is in the northern hemisphere. Evenly spaced horizontal and vertical lines, or a grid, on the globe help us find absolute or specific locations anywhere in the world. The horizontal lines on either side of the equator are called parallels. They describe latitude, or the distance north or south of the equator measured in degrees. The equator is at 0 degrees latitude. The North Pole is located at 90 degrees north latitude, and the South Pole is at 90 degrees south latitude. Each degree can be further divided into smaller measurements called minutes. 60 minutes equal 1 degree. Each minute can also be divided into 60 seconds. The lines on the globe that run north and south between the poles are called meridians. The prime meridian, a north-south line that runs through England and Africa, is the starting point for measuring degrees of longitude. Longitude measures the distance east or west of the prime meridian. Oklahoma is located between 94 degrees 29 minutes and 103 degrees west longitude. In the early history of our country, the 98th meridian was believed to be a 20-inch rainfall line that predicted farming success or failure. Oklahoma also lies between 33 degrees 39 minutes and 37 degrees north latitude. The 1820 Missouri Compromise set the 36 degrees 30 minute north latitude line as the boundary below which slavery could exist. This boundary included the territory that became our state. Oklahoma geographic statistics. Oklahoma covers an area of nearly 70,000 square miles, or 45 million acres. Our widest east-west border is 464 miles, and the longest north-south border is 320 miles. Ranking 18th in size in the United States, Oklahoma is larger than any state east of the Mississippi River, and it is larger than many European countries. Oklahoma has 77 counties. Oklahoma City, the capital, is almost in the geographic center of the state. Our state's shape is as unique as our cultural diversity. The three-county strip of land that extends west from the main rectangular body of the state is called the Panhandle. That panhandle makes Oklahoma easily spotted on a United States map. States that border Oklahoma are Texas and New Mexico to the south and west, Colorado and Kansas to the north, and Missouri and Arkansas on the east. Oklahoma is halfway between Los Angeles, California on the west coast and Washington, D.C. in the east. Oklahoma City is about 1,160 miles from each. The Gulf of Mexico is about 450 miles south, and Canada is 950 miles north of Oklahoma City. Much of the state is part of a giant oval grassland that extends from Canada to Mexico. Known as the Great Plains, the area is between the higher elevations of the Rocky Mountain foothills and the lower elevations of the coastal plain. Oklahoma also is sometimes the meeting point for warm moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and cold air from the Arctic North. The location of our state affects its environment, as do the people who call it home. The different environments have been divided into geographic regions. You will learn about those regions in the next section. It's your turn. Number 1. How is geographic location measured? Number 2. Describe Oklahoma's location relative to other states. Number 3. What states border Oklahoma?